This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, who do you like in the Super Bowl on Sunday, huh? The Eagles or the Pats? First of all, Eagles, because of course. But more to the point, do me a favor when you're watching the game, as more than 100 million people just in this country will. And think about this. Between all the action, NBC is sure to give you a shot, or a bunch of shots probably, of the owner's boxes. On one side will be the Patriots' Robert Kraft, a guy who made his money in paper and packaging. On the other will be Jeffrey Lurie, whose grandfather founded General Cinema. Their teams are on opposite sides, but the owners have at least one thing in common. They are both white guys, as are almost all the other owners in the NFL. From KUT in Austin, Texas, Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what's going on.
Tom Brady of the New England Patriots has 5 Super Bowl rings, and he's playing for another on Sunday. Some call him the face of the NFL. But as a white player, he's in the minority on the field.
You're talking about a labor force that is about 70% African-American.
Charles K. Ross teaches African-American studies at the University of Mississippi. He notes the people signing players' checks are almost all white men. Of the NFL's 32 teams, only 2 have owners who are people of color. Pakistani-American Shahid Khan bought the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2011. Kim Pegula, a Korean-American, is co-owner of the Buffalo Bills. Ross acknowledges that very few people, whatever their ethnicity, have the huge bucks needed to buy a team. But he thinks money isn't the whole explanation.
There are probably a couple of people out there that have the wherewithal that are minorities, particularly African-Americans, that could potentially become owners. But I think that there is this kind of, it's the good old boys club.
And anyone hoping to join that club needs 2/3 of the current ownership to approve. Kind of like a condo board. The NFL and its owners say it is just about money. Dan Kaplan writes for the Sports Business Journal. He says the massive cost of franchises creates a barrier.
Unfortunately, we live in a society where most of the wealth has been accumulated by, you know, white males. And that is predominantly who can afford these very valuable sports assets.
Every year, Richard Lapchick publishes a racial and gender breakdown of all the employees in the major sports leagues. He says the NFL's getting better. He even gave the league an A this year for its level of minority hiring. He says it's especially improving on minority general managers and head coaches. Lapchick says the homogenous nature of franchise ownership has more to do with exclusivity than race.
I mean, there is some degree of a group of men who are generally white and generally conservative politically sitting around the table voting to keep their exclusivity any way they want to do that.
When the owner of the Carolina Panthers announced he was selling the team, rap mogul Sean Combs, better known as P. Diddy, posted a video to Twitter.
I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine, and we will win.
Alone, he doesn't have the cash, though, even though he's worth about $800 million. The asking price for the Panthers is a cool $2.5 billion. Even so, Richard Lapchick is optimistic more owners of color will soon emerge.
Every breakthrough position in all the leagues, whether it was as a team president, a general manager, coach, all of those were considered concerns that needed to be changed, and they gradually did. This is the kind of final barrier.
He thinks having an African-American owner could change the tone in the NFL. Take the recent controversy over players taking a knee when the national anthem's played before games. Some current owners have criticized the move, but many players say the action's aimed at highlighting issues of racism and police violence. Lapchick says having a more diverse pool of owners could help the NFL reach out to more minority fans. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.